You gotta mean business, even yeah. if, and it's not about feet.
It's not about your height. It's not about your, you know, because I'm a petite.
She's saying that because she an Oompa Loompa. That's why she's saying that shit.
What's good? My name's Nuria,
and my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. we hope you're doing well. We're always laughing. We're always kikiing. What are we laughing about? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Laughing got us through a lot of difficult situations.
Yo, actually, though.
It did. Laughing is what binds us.
Actually, remember when you're
stuck in the bathroom in Montreal?
Yo.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you were laughing.
Laughter got me through my cats running away twice.
Yeah.
Laughing got me through all the heartbreaks this summer.
Yeah.
Laughter got me through COVID.
Yeah.
So we stay laughing.
We stay laughing. Laughing got us through most of undergrad, most of the masters.
And my PhD.
We're just kikiing.
We're just kikiing through life.
Yeah.
Because is it really that serious?
That's the existential question.
Tuka. But how are you today?
Good. It's going to be 6 months that I've been married to this man. Mm. Can you believe it?
I can't understand. I don't understand what tone you're using to say this man.
Towards your father.
So we have a running joke. They've adopted me as a single friend. So her and Steve are now my parents. They've been my parents since the day of their marriage. And they're trying to find their daughter a husband. So hit me up.
But also don't if you're a client.
Yeah. Don't hit me up. Don't hit me up if you're a client. College just rules against that. I ain't trying to do all that.
Don't do that. Yeah. But yeah, I'm finding out that I'm the problem. Steve is very agreeable. You've met him. He's very agreeable. And I'm the one who's always nitpicking at everything. Mm. Why you gotta say it like that?
Boy,
but he be cooking a whole meal, and I'm like,
while he's cooking the whole meal, only you,
only me. I'm trying to work on that.
So she has to learn how to be a decent human being. Yeah. That's what she's working on.
So that's what's been up with me.
What's been up with me?
Everything.
Everything but nothing.
Oh, but
I'm going to Minnesota soon for school for a little bit.
Yeah, for a week.
Yeah, for a week.
But what is there in Minnesota? What is there to see?
My Tinder says there are not really good-looking people in Minnesota. So
you've looked at the prospects.
Yeah, that's all I know. Okay. That's rough. Not that I would...
Why is that the first thing that you do?
Because I'm trying to see.
What are you trying to see?
Who's in Minnesota? What? Who's in Minnesota? Hey, who's in Minnesota?
Anybody
who knows the Lil Yachty song called Minnesota, holla at me. Don't holla at me.
No, don't.
I was kidding. So today, what will we talk about? Assertiveness.
Assertiveness, yay.
Assertiveness. So first of all, what is it? What does that mean? So assertiveness is essentially being able to clearly and confidently express yourself and ask for what you need. Yeah. So what does that look like? Assertiveness can think of assertiveness in any context.
Yeah.
You know, work.
In terms of your, with family, if you're a student, in terms of your peers.
Yeah, for example, at work, sorry, I can't take that extra shift, I'm overwhelmed, maybe I can work the following week, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Or, sorry, I'm uncomfortable with that, it won't be possible. Or, sorry, I'm tired, I can't pick you up.
Yeah, there's an entire, TikTok culture going on in terms of like people putting boundaries with their work. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, I can't work after 5 because these are my hours.
Yeah.
And I will not overextend myself. Ah, so see you tomorrow at 9. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So putting clear boundaries as to what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Assertiveness starts from what you want, how you're feeling, and what you need. Now, a lot of people have trouble just identifying how they feel and what they need. So let's say assertiveness is the step beyond that, where we're actually putting that into motion. So yeah. Once you've identified how it is you feel and what it is you need, assertiveness is like, how do I go about doing this? How do I go about making this known? So this is the part that intimidates a lot of people, because there are a lot of contexts we grow up in that teach us to not ask for what we need, or teach us that we're not allowed to have needs, or if we do have needs, we should be punished for having needs. Like, for example, my household was very authoritarian.
So
what your parents say goes. You're asking no questions.
There's no dialogue.
There's no dialogue. Children who... Opinion who?
Who are you?
Who are you? But actually, though, whatever your parents say, go. And that's that.
And sometimes you'll be right. Sometimes you'll be right.
But your parents won't let you be right.
But they're like, you're wrong,
because they're prideful.
Yeah.
So in a lot of different... What other households? Abusive households?
Kids where there's just no space for that. Or you're going to get beat. Or you're going to get...
Right. Or you're not even asked. You're not even sat with. When you experience any type of emotion, it's shamed or beat out of you or dismissed. Yeah. So your relational needs never get met. Sometimes people's physical needs don't get met. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of households where the parents meet the physical needs, like the clothing, the home, the nourishment, but they don't meet the emotional needs.
At all.
Yeah.
Or I actually have a lot of Nigerian parents where it's like their school fees are paid for. Mm. But that's the extent
of the relationship.
Of the relationship.
Of the need that's met.
Yeah.
And... yeah, so when a child becomes used to not having their needs met in that context, when they head out into the world, they often have their boundaries violated without knowing that they're boundaries. So, for example, I listen to clients all the time deal with disrespectful ass people.
Yeah.
But it's like the client themselves knows that it hurts them, but they don't deem it to be kind of disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know how to set that boundary or how to assert themselves, or they feel like they're not allowed to, or they risk being retaliated against or hated on or rejected.
Yeah.
So it's a lot that people go through to get to a place where they don't assert themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, we learn over time that we're not allowed to. So one of my favorite things to practice with clients when it comes to assertion is Dear Man.
Mm.
So Dear Man is a DBT technique that's just a beautiful way of helping people kind of clarify what it is they need and what it is they want from a situation, and how to go about kind of acquiring that. And it's not about doing it perfectly. It's just about trying it out and making sure that the needs are known. And this is for people who like a formula. So people who like an outline of steps to kind of do.
Yeah.
So first, describe. So describe the situation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you've asked me to work late today.
Yeah.
Express. I feel overwhelmed and I'm stressed. So express how you feel about the situation. So describe, express. Assert.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I can't.
I can't.
I won't be able to work late this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Reinforce, which is where you're reinforcing what you said before.
Yeah, I can't. I can't work late. Right? Any evening.
Right? Any evening. And this is usually very, very important. These four steps are very, very important. And it can help people kind of outline things. Be clear. Mm-hmm. When you go, I always tell people, when you go into a conversation, know what you want out of it.
Yeah.
If you go into a conversation and you want to just express how you feel and then you leave feeling unfulfilled, that's because you weren't clear on what your hope or your intention was leaving that conversation. So if I go into a conversation, I can't just tell my boss that I'm stressed. Because guess what? That doesn't clarify for the boss
what you're asking for.
What I'm asking for. So I'm going to leave feeling just as stressed and nothing's going to be resolved. But if I go in there and I'm like, okay, my goal is to not work tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave not working tonight.
That's what it is.
That's what alleviated my pain. That's what's alleviated.
Because most likely if you go into your boss's office and you're like, I'm stressed, he's going to say me too. And nothing gets resolved.
Nothing gets resolved. So that's the dear part.
Yeah.
But be clear. And one thing I've been working with a lot of people on recently was being apologetic.
Mm.
So many people are so apologetic.
I'm so sorry. I can't
about
work.
What they need. Mm-hmm. And it's like, think about it this way. I think about everything existentially. If you got one life.
Yeah, and this is it.
And you ain't murdered nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't harming nobody. Mm-hmm. You ain't abusing nobody.
Yeah.
You can ask for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be your reality so as long as you ask for it.
Yeah.
It will be your reality as long as you allow yourself to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't ask for it, you don't know if that reality is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And life is like a little video game. We can jump.
Yeah.
Or we can duck.
Mm-hmm.
What we trying to do. And that will dictate what chapter we end up next.
Yeah. If you're moving forward or if you're staying put.
Exactly.
So you need to do something.
You need to try.
Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of people live in fear of just trying. And it's like
it's debilitating.
Maybe it will go wrong, but you won't necessarily lose anything in trying.
And if you try this, and if it doesn't quite work the way that you would have wanted to be, at least you asserted yourself more than you would have maybe yesterday.
Exactly.
So we're moving the needle. Some people often think it's like leaps. Right?
It's one step at a time. It's one conversation. Assertion is one conversation at a time. It doesn't. Learning to be assertive, it took me a while. Oh my God. I would never. In my past, it took me years to learn how to be assertive.
Yeah.
Now I'm very clear. Well, certain scenarios, it's still hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still learning how to put that in motion. And the man part, dear man, remember I said dear man. So that was dear. So the man part is be mindful. M is be mindful. So like I said before, be clear. Yeah. What you want.
What are you trying to get out of a conversation?
And also be mindful of your goal, but also be mindful to not bring up things that are irrelevant to the conversation. You don't got to bring up what the person did yesterday. Just focus on the one objective.
Mm-hmm.
This idea is one objective at a time.
Yeah.
Because you'll have people who go into a conversation and they'll try to fix five things at a time.
No.
Dear
focus
man,
on the one thing you came in for.
You need one focus.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of all your past grievances. Focus on the moment. Focus on what you need right now.
And this is not the time to be switching subjects, to be distracted. This is really... stay on the one thing you came in the office for.
Because it complicates the conversation once you add more elements into it.
Mm-hmm. It gets lost.
It gets lost in the sauce. And you may just activate yourself and the other person for no reason. Y'all end up angry and nothing gets resolved.
Yeah. And now you need to have a meeting with HR.
Well, that escalated quickly. A is... assertiveness. Be assertive. Meaning, easier said than done. But like, when you talk to a motherfucker, hold that eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Straighten your back.
Yeah.
Don't stutter. Don't twitch when nothing.
Fidget.
You gotta stand like a statue. And this is something you have to embody confidence.
Because
a lot of people think, oh, if I work on myself and I become confident that... No. Sometimes you could fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Learn how to use your body in this world properly.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people struggle with the eye contact thing.
They do.
But the first thing is to look towards the person.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at the ground. Don't look around them.
Just look at them.
And it's it's going to make your message more clear. Because the thing is, if somebody comes to me and they're coy and they're shy, subconsciously, I will dominate. I know I'll dominate the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's human psychology. The weaker you look, the more people know they can take advantage of you.
Unfortunately, but this is the way things are.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of like when you think of like certain animals, how they puff themselves up to physically look more threatening. Yeah. And it's like, as humans, we have the ability, which is our posture, to puff ourselves up, to take more space in the world. But we have to use that effectively. We have to use it. It's kind of like Caroline's handshakes. That bitch will break a nigga's hand with her handshake.
Why you gotta bring me into this?
Trust. And I remember shaking this one guy's hand once.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was like, that was insignificant.
What did he like? No, what did he do?
His hand was just loose.
Oh.
I was just like, just based on your handshake, I could tell you're not assertive. Mm. I could tell you don't take up space in the world. I could tell you don't have a presence in the world. You don't demand to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You, your handshake, you demand respect through your handshake.
Because I read that, like, when you shake someone's hand, like, it's a moment to, like, show that, like, you're serious. Mm-hmm. You're someone who, you know what I mean? You're serious about whatever it is that you're
going to talk about.
Yeah, you mean business.
So that's kind of like body posture and all that stuff. You got to mean business. And it's not about feet.
It's not about your height. It's not about your, you know, because I'm a petite person.
She's saying that because she an Oompa Loompa. That's why she's saying that shit.
But it's the way that you carry yourself.
Yeah, it is the way that you carry yourself.
Because you once said that, like, you've met some people, some men, that it's like, you're what, 5'6"? And it's like, I feel taller than you. Because it's like, you take space. You demand space.
Yeah.
You're going to come in here, and I'm going to guide this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. There are men I've met before who are like 6'3", 6'4", and I'm like, confidence-wise, I'm 6'6". Catch up.
Yeah.
So the presence you take is important. The thing is, it doesn't have to be there. You can fake it. Fake it, sis. Fake it.
Yeah.
My hair is fake. My nails are fake. My eyelashes are fake. Why am I gonna sit here and not wear my false confidence?
Yeah.
And the more you wear confidence as an accessory, the more you embody it.
Mm-hmm.
The more it becomes embodied. That's all you gotta do. And you can even practice in the mirror. That's what mirrors are for. Practice. Yeah.
Practice what you're gonna say.
And take your time to fix your stature in the mirror too, and know what that what message is coming off purely off your body language.
Because
we can read people before they even speak.
Yeah.
So you don't want them to read weakness.
Mm-hmm. That's most of the tell, right? That you can tell by someone's posture, by the way that they show up in the room,
What they're about.
Yeah.
N is negotiating. So not every person is going to agree with what you have to say or what you ask for, but it doesn't mean that you have to leave the conversation or fully compromise what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You could stay and hear the other person out, and it's about coming to a middle ground. I think this generation especially has had such great difficulties when it comes to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nobody nowadays wants to compromise. And it's like, are you kidding me? Compromise is an important human skill. People are so ready, if they don't get what they want, to leave.
They walk away. Yeah.
To leave a situation.
It's give and take.
Yeah.
It's give and take. And in the example of the office, what does that look like? That might look like, this is a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I will work this evening, but don't expect me to work every evening. This is an exception, not a rule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're still showing up, but you're also putting a boundary that I'm doing you a favor.
Right.
And don't expect this moving forward.
And if you want me to stay several hours, I can give you half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's my compromise. I'll do the half an hour. I'll finish part of what I need to do, but best believe I'm not staying here a few hours.
Yeah.
It's about negotiating.
Yeah.
You got to know how much you're willing to give. And it's not about giving up the entirety of what you want, because that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you still got to preserve a little something. Keep a little something in your corner.
And that's the problem. We have a lot of our clients that it's like, I'll be here every weekend. I'll be here every evening. You need me. I'm there for you. And it's like, often it's like this exaggerated, you know, perception that their boss needs them.
Yeah,
it's like,
no.
They have a life too.
They have a life too. And the business operates without you.
Yeah.
That's a reality.
That is a reality.
But yeah. So we hope that was a fun little tool on assertiveness. So dear man, look it up. Live it.
Practice it.
Actually, though, take opportunities to practice it, because trust me, your confidence doesn't come from hoping one day it will come. Mm-hmm. Your confidence comes through 10,000 mini moments where you have to assert yourself, tell the truth, stand and appear confident even though you don't feel that way, and then you build confidence. That's why they say build confidence, because it takes time, energy, and effort.
Yeah.
So we want you to think about, you know, in what ways have you failed to be assertive in the past?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you hope to correct this in your future?
Yeah.
That was our first two-part question. Well, maybe it wasn't.
It was.
But anyways, it was not. So with that, we'll leave you with, but...